News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Child performers such as child models and actors in traditional media industries are protected, but not so in the multi-million dollar online influencer industry. That is according to Dr. Francis Rees, coordinator for the Child Influencer Project and lecturer in law at the University of Essex, who's going to be launching the Kids as Content Toolkit with the Ombudsman for Children later on today. And she joins us this morning. Francis, thank you very much for coming into us. I had given this no thought because I do know that if a kid is on TV in a series or something, mm-hmm. whether it be Netflix or terrestrial television, or if they're in a movie or something, they have financial rights. They also have education sorted out and there's lots of protection around them.
Absolutely.
But of course, there's kids all over YouTube, mm-hmm. kids all over social media now, and it is big business. And so
Absolutely.
They have, are you saying no protection at all?
It's not the same, no. Like you say, if you think about the Harry Potter kids or any of the kids that go on to set, they have to have a license, so their education authority would be informed, so their schooling would be understood. They'd have the rights to the money. There'd be health and safety risk assessments. Their working hours would be monitored. They'd have a chaperone, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But here we've got real kids in their real homes with their real parents with using devices. So it's very hard to understand or to kind of translate that legally. It's been done in France, but it's not being done in other countries necessarily.
OK, playing devil's advocate, is it the case that because it is their parents and they're generally in their own homes and all of that anyway, that it is a safer environment than it would be maybe on a movie set with, you know, loads of other random adults and loads of overstimulation and hullabaloo. So they're working in a kind of a safer environment. So that makes it better in some way.
Technically, yes, that would be the understanding, is that parents are acting as privacy guardians here, or privacy stewards, and that they're deciding what's in the child's best interest, even from the decision to share any image or any performance of their child through to being commercialised. But the trouble is that in professional industries and on set, there are trained professionals there to support the child, to see if they're struggling, to know how to entertain them, to give them breaks, etc., that a parent might not have the skill set to understand. Some of these reels that take like 30 seconds, they can take up to 3 days.
Okay, so the 30 seconds is what we see in terms of content, but by the time they're all recorded and repeat recorded and positioned and all of this business, the kid could be working for endless. Okay, I totally get it. So within this toolkit, this Kids as Content toolkit, what are you suggesting?
So what we've done is we've looked at it as a sharenting issue, so the digital parental sharing of any kind of image or performance, scaled it up to commercial branded content as well. It's there to act as a guide. So if parents are considering these practices, looking at risks that have been identified through the research, and we present them through the eyes of 6 fictional kids. So we've got 6 children that artists have rendered illustrations of, and we talk about what the content you would see might look like, and like that you might not have thought about it in that light before, but why it might be risky, broken down into different categories. So we look at financial risks, education, health and safety, also look at family, identity and dignity. So looking at those broader things than just, is it a workplace issue?
And are you calling on government to bring in legislation around this, or do you see this purely as a set of guidelines? Obviously the Children's Ombudsman is involved, but what where do you see this going?
I see it like a triangle. If you think about a triangle, and at the top I see policy telling the people at the bottom how to behave better in terms of safeguarding the child. So I see parents and practice down the bottom of that triangle. Parents are kind of firing into the void here. They've had to figure out how to do this without any guidance, without any legislation.
Because you would be worried about ethics, not just
Absolutely.
Around finances, but as you say, just around working practice or working hours or...
Yeah.
Or also, dare I say it, if your child becomes like a cash cow, you know...
Potentially.
I remember there was one of those content creators who... The reels and the things online were all about their dog and the dog, and they doted on the dog, and it was ever. And then they accidentally posted the wrong reel, and in it, the cruelty shown to the dog to make the dog do the things that the dog was doing. they were immediately, of course, cancelled and all of that. But nonetheless, that dog was clearly behind the scenes being abused. That was a dog.
Yeah.
But you would worry when your child becomes your source of income.
Well, when money is involved, it's hard to turn that tap off. And like you say, we're seeing from the States now, there's three different documentaries on three different families where it's gotten to the extent of abuse and neglect. So, you know, trying to get a child to do anything and say what they should be saying and wear what they should be wearing and be clean and all of that takes effort every day anyway.
Okay.
And if you're doing it for an audience, it can exacerbate that.
Really,
it can make
really
tensions.
Interesting even to highlight this, because as I say, before you were coming in, I hadn't even given this any thought. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Dr. Frances Rees there, coordinator for the Child Influencer Project and lecturer in law at the University of Essex.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.